do what I can, you know, speak to clubs, MC this, that, and the other, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But a good, hardworking Civitan or JC, I ain't, because I've been bit. Now, I'm in the Masonic Lodge and the Shrine. And we do a lot of work for crippled children and things like this. And that I enjoy because we are not competing. We're not going out to get publicity. We're not, you know, trying to see if the president of the local shrine club can get his picture in the paper 500 times a year, because the president of the local club happens to be this year my daddy, and I'll keep him out of there as much as I can. You know, I don't like overexposure for the family, you know. But that I enjoy. You know, we'll have a roadblock. We had one not long ago, and we got like $500 and something, and this little kid got burned, and we sent him to the hospital. And, you know, that kind of thing you enjoy. Not, like I said, you're not looking for glory. You're not competing with a club in Natchez or Oklahoma or somewhere to see who can, you know, raise the most money and hoot and holler the biggest about it. You're just doing it because somebody needs it, you know, and you're helping them, and you're not doing it for personal gain or anything. It's just, you know, being human, you know, helping your neighbor. That, you know, I guess you would say that's probably my big thing now.
The Shriners, where I'm from, sponsored the county fair. Do you have any kind of big money raising project?
Well, the Shrine Club itself, the local club, is kind of young, and the club itself is young. The membership's not necessarily young. I think I'm the youngest one in there, and of course have been ever since I was 21. But we're trying to establish, you know, a certain thing that's ours all year, and I've got some ideas on some things. I like to have a tennis tournament, you know, North Mississippi tennis tournament.
Do you have good tennis facilities, right?
Well, there are some areas where we do, you know, within the reach of our club. The only problem is I have to get somebody still long enough to talk them out of, you know, a little bit of money,
yeah,
you know, to put up for this thing.
I think that's the
one thing of the clubs, Lee County over on Tupelo, they have an annual boat show, and they make about $5,000, you know, on a boat and ski show. And we have a rodeo, and we made, you know, like $1,100 on it, and it'll grow, and that, you know, as time goes on. But anyway.
Yeah.
This is probably not the stuff you wanted to know.
No, I need a lot of free conversation.
Oh.
A lot of things come out. What about, are you in any sort of church group or anything like that?
Not really. The way I'm set up now is I work every other Sunday. You know, like I work 12 days and off too. And it's really hard to, you know, like to be a Sunday school teacher or, you know, department help or anything like that when you know you're going to be out every other week,
right.
and chances are some of those weeks you're going to have to be gone somewhere. So no, other than, you know, being a member and being there, and that's about it. Not like I wish I could be, but then you can't have everything, you know. Used to I was off every Sunday. I got off a little bit early in the afternoon on Saturday and didn't come back till Monday, and then a couple of the other guys did the same thing. They were off on Saturday and came in Sunday. Yeah, there was one fellow here, Wayne, he had two little girls, you know, like they're 6 and 7 years old now, but back then they were like 5 and 6, and or something, I don't know, 4 and 5 maybe. And he was back there one day, and he didn't ever say anything serious very much, you know. And he said, you know, I just got to thinking about it. He said, my kids are, you know, 4 and 5 or whatever they were, and he said, I've never been to church with them on Sunday. Because, see, he came in, worked a split shift, you know, and he missed both services, you might say. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, why don't, you know, you work one weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be off. And the next weekend, I'll work Saturday and Sunday, and you'll be off. So it's worked out real well. You know, we enjoyed it. When I worked this past weekend, I came in at 3:30 yesterday morning, you know. Got off at 1 yesterday afternoon. You know, and by the time you get home, you're too tired to eat, too tired to talk and all, you know, and after a little while, you know. And then I think it was after 12 before I went to sleep last night, you know, which is my usual habit. And so I'll be groggy for a day or two, but it'll be worth it because this weekend, you know, it'll seem like a vacation, you know, two whole days, man. So it works out that way. And, you know, I got off into that talking about church. No, I'm not as active as I should be, and I'm hoping that someday